See, because Mrs. Gruber said it was all right. And as he was leaving, Mr. Gruber came out of the parlor. Jackie, what are you doing with that food? Mrs. Gruber turned around. Oh, I told Jackie to go feed the chickens.
Ah.
So that looks to me like it's pretty good food. Well, Silas, it's just scraps.
I'll make sure the chickens get it.
Jackie says, yes, sir. I'll make sure they get it. So when he got outdoors, he looked back. Mr. Gruber had gone inside to the parlor again. He usually had a big chair by the fireplace. And on the fireplace, he had his guns. He had a nice collection of guns. Jackie watched him through the window as he sat down. Ritzy followed. Jackie says, Ritzy, as I go along, he says, I have to feed the chickens. But as I go along, I'll be kind of clumsy and I'll drop a few things on the way. And by the time I get to the chickens, you know what? There won't be anything on the plate. Ritzy wagged his tail. And as Jackie walked over to the chickens, he kept dropping the scraps and so forth. And finally, when he did get to the chicken pen, there was a little piece of bread left. He threw it into the chicken pen, and the chickens, that were a few of them were still out, had picked it up and ran back into the chicken coop. And he says, there, now, I did exactly what Mrs. Gruber said I should do. He said, I took it to the chickens. He said, of course, I'm not going to tell her I lost half of it on the way. And he says, I'm not going to tell her that you gobbled it up. Ritzy looked up and smacked his chops and thought, gee, this is a good idea. I wish we'd do this every day. So when Jackie came back in, Mrs. Gruber said, Jackie, you better get to bed. It's getting late. Mr. Gruber heard it. That's right, Jackie. He says, we have a hard day tomorrow. He says, one of my horses seems to be lame. He says, I don't know what we're going to do. He said, that's all I need is a lame horse. He says, with all the acres I have to plow. Oh, I'm sure it'll be all right, Silas. It always is.
Well, I guess I'll turn in and hit the hay myself.
Jackie walked upstairs and looked down and opened the door, looked out the window across the yard. It was rather peaceful. The moon was shining, the wind was calm. It was a beautiful evening. He opened the window and got ready for bed and finally stretched out, and before he knew it, he was sound asleep. It seemed like an awful short night because the next thing he seemed to hear, Jackie! Jackie, yes, sir. He said, it's morning. Yes, sir, I'll be right down, sir. Yes, sir. He jumped up and got dressed and ran down. Mr. Gruber looked at him, said, it's about time. What took you so long? He said, we've got work to do. Mrs. Gruber was in the kitchen just working, getting breakfast, frying the eggs. She said, I'll have breakfast in a few minutes. We've got work to do before then. Come on, Jackie. They went out to the stable and got the horses all harnessed and fed and watered. And finally, Jackie had to get more wood in, more water, feed the chickens, slop the hogs. And finally, Mrs. Gruber yelled. She says, Silas, please come in. The eggs are getting cold. All right, all right. They sat down to the table. They bowed their heads. Well, I hope this day is better than yesterday. He says, I had a lot of trouble yesterday. He says, my horse is lame. He said, it seems to be getting worse instead of better, and I don't know why. Amen. Jackie looked at him and kind of looked at Martha, and she turned a little red as if to say, oh, I'm sorry, I can't help what he says. Mr. Gruber took 6 eggs off the plate, 3 pieces of bacon, and a great big piece of bread, and started to stuff his mouth.
Well, Jackie, we've got a lot of work to do. He says, get those horses out there. And he says, I don't know if...
Silas, would you not please talk with your mouth full?
He says, well, I don't have time to sit here and chew and chew and chew. He says, I've got things to do.
And he took his sleeve and wiped his mouth. Yes, Silas.
Hurry up, Jackie.
He got up and went outside to start working. Jackie gobbled down a few more bites of his egg and his bacon and picked up his piece of bread. Martha looked at him. Jackie, wouldn't you like to have another piece of bread on your way out? He says, sure. He says, you mean... She looked over at Ritzy, who had his nose stuck in the screen. And Jackie says, oh, yes. Yes, I would. And maybe this extra piece of bacon? Oh, I think you'd like that. He says, take it with you. Jackie took it with him. He says, thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Gruber. He said, it's all right. And as he got outside on the other side of the porch, Ritzy followed him. He says, here you are, Ritzy. Ritzy grabbed the bread. Boom. He says, Ritzy, he says, chew it. He says, you're bad as Mr. Gruber. Ritzy looked up at him and growled. He says, all right, you're not as bad as he is, but almost. He smacked his chops and he gave him the rest of the bacon. He says, you wait here. He says, you keep out of Mr. Gruber's sight. He says, he doesn't like you. Yes, and I know you don't like him either. He says, but stay away from him. So Mr. Gruber began to yell, Jackie! Jackie, that's all I hear. Jackie, Jackie, all the time. Jackie says, are you coming? Yes, sir, I'm coming. He says, well, let's go. He says, the sun's way up there already. Jackie looked and he was barely coming over the treetops. He says, yes, sir. He says, we've got the field to plow. He got the horses out there and he says, Jackie, he says, the hog pen needs to be cleaned. I'm going to take the horses out. And he said, I'll start plowing. He said, as soon as you clean the sheds and also the chicken coop, he said, it hadn't been done for a long time. He says, and then you come out and take my place. Yes, sir. He said, it shouldn't take you too long. No, sir. He took the horses and left. Jackie noticed that one of the horses was limping and had a bad foot. And as he looked inside the stable, he saw Maggie. She was still chewing her oats. And all of a sudden, he realized that Silas didn't have but the four horses. And then if one had a bad foot, that maybe, just maybe, he'd ask Maggie to work. But he kind of shrugged it off. He got the wheelbarrow and got a shovel and went over to the hog pen and began to clean up the mess and went over to the chicken house and began to clean up the mess. And finally, just as he was ready to take the last load of stuff from the chicken house out to the back, he looked up and he saw Mr. Gruber coming in with a horse, and the horse was limping. Jackie, that's all I hear. He says, come over here. He says, yes, sir. He says, are you finished? He says, yes, sir, I just finished. He says, I have a horse here with a bad leg. He says, I'm going to have to use your horse. Jackie says, but Maggie's an old horse. She can't work. She's been retired for a long time. Nonsense, she's eating my oats, isn't she? Well, yes, but I'm working for you, and I thought maybe that anybody around here that eats off of my table or eats my oats and so forth is going to work. Yes, sir. But nothing. Get her harnessed up. Jackie went over to Maggie. He says, Maggie, he says, you think you can stand a whole days of plowing? Maggie just looked at him as if to say, I don't know. He took the harness off the other horse and put it on Maggie, and Mr. Gruber says, well, hurry up, hurry up. He says, I want a jug of cool water. He says, in a few minutes. He says, you better see if Mrs. Gruber wants something. He says, get the wood in the box. He said, get the water. He says, when you finish that, bring a jug of cool water out to the field. Jack says, yes, sir. He says, you won't work Maggie too hard. Oh, he said, of course not, of course not. He said, come on. And he took Maggie by the bridle and started to go out to the field. Jackie watched as he hooked them up. And he noticed that he always carried a whip. He said, all right, giddy up. And he cracked the whip over the horse's head, and away they went. Jackie held his breath and wondered, would Maggie be able to stand the heat and pulling all day long? Because she hadn't worked like that for years. Finally, Mrs. Gruber came running out of the house. She says, Jackie, he says, I'm sorry about Maggie. I saw and heard. He said, but you can't change his mind. Once he makes up his mind, he says, he isn't going to change it. He said, I think he'll be all right. He won't mistreat her too much. And about that time, he heard Mr. Gruber yell, you lazy good for nothing. And he heard the crack of the whip. Jackie looked out and he realized that he was yelling at Maggie. Jackie heard the crack of the whip, and he knew that Mr. Gruber was whipping Maggie because she wasn't pulling as hard as the other horses, because she couldn't. She was old. Jackie heard it. He says, "No, you can't do that, no." Mrs. Gruber yelled, "Jackie, come back here." Jackie started running across the plowed field as fast as he could go. He could hear Mr. Gruber yelling, "I'll teach you a lesson, you lazy critter." Ritchie was right after Jackie, and the two of them were running across the plowed field, and just as Mr. Gruber was ready to swat Maggie across the back, Jackie grabbed the whip out of him. "You can't do that!" Mr. Gruber looked at him with fire in his eyes. He says, "I think you need a lesson. I think you and that horse both need a lesson." He yanked the whip out of his hand and lashed Jackie across the back. He started to do it again, and all of a sudden, Ritzy jumped on him and knocked him down into the dirt, began to growl and show his teeth. Mr. Gruber, get that monster off of me. Jackie grabbed Ritzy. He said, "Ritzy." He says, "No, no." Mrs. Gruber rushed out. She says, "Silas, please, let's not work the horse anymore." He says, "All right." He says, "All right." He says, "Look at my shirt." He says, that dog, I'll get even with him. He says, "Jackie, take the horses in." He began to tromp across the plowed ground. Mrs. Gruber looked at Jackie. He says, "Jackie," she says, "I'm sorry." Jackie said, "But I couldn't. I just couldn't let him whip Maggie." He said, "I don't care. He can whip me if he wants to, but he's not going to whip Maggie." He says, "You come into the house and I'll fix that up for you." He says, "You're bleeding, Jackie." He said, "It doesn't hurt." He says, "You come in anyway." He says, we'll call it a day." He says, that's enough for today." So Jackie took in the horses and took the harnesses off and patted Maggie and fed and watered the horses and started towards the house. When Jackie walked into the house, he looked into the parlor. He saw Mr. Gruber with his gun across his knees, wiping it clean with the rag. He remembered those words, "I'll get even with that dog." Martha said, "Jackie, come here." He said, "What's he got the gun for?" "Oh, I don't know, Jackie, don't. He likes to go hunting." He says, "Don't pay any attention." He said, "That's probably where he's going now." He says, "When he gets upset, he just takes his gun, he goes out and goes hunting." He says, "For what?" He says, "Well, just..." And all of a sudden, Martha remembered too. He did go hunting, but what would he go hunting for this time? She says, "Jackie, where is your dog?" He says, "I don't know." He says, "He's outside." Jackie says, "I'll be back in a minute." He rushed out. He says, "Ritzy?" Ritzy was on the side of the house. He says, "Come here." And he stuck him under the porch. He says, "Now you stay there, understand? Stay there." About the time Jackie got around the side of the house, Mr. Gruber was heading across the field, that is, towards the field. Jackie rushed into the house. He says, "Mrs. Gruber, do you think he's going to shoot Ritzy?" "Oh, I don't think so. He says, "Come on, let's get this fixed up." He said, "Take off your shirt." He took off the shirt and she wiped the blood off the back and put a bandage on it. And she says, "Well, I guess I better sew this up." So she sewed up the shirt. Jackie put it on and he said, maybe we should leave." "Oh, no, I don't want you to leave, Jackie." She says, he'll go out and do a little hunting and he'll cool down. He's done this quite often. He gets upset. He says, "You go get your chores done." And he says, "When he gets back, I'll have a nice supper fixed and everything will be fine." So Jackie worked around the farm helping Mrs. Gruber with the water and the feeding the chickens and the hogs and so forth. She fixed a nice supper, Mr. Gruber's favorite dessert, apple pie. And she thought that would fix things up. Finally, Jackie saw him coming. He says, "He's coming." She says, "Good." He says, "Set the table for me, Jackie." Set the table, and finally when Mr. Gruber walked in, he had a rabbit. He says, "Well, I didn't have too much luck today." He says, well, put it over here. He says, that'll make a nice dinner tomorrow, Silas. Silas started looking around. He says, Jackie, where's your dog? Oh, I don't know. He's outside. He says, Mr. Gruber, I want to apologize. He said, I want to apologize for my dog and everything. And he says, I'm sorry. He jumped at you and almost bit you. Oh, that's all right, Jackie. That's all right. He says, I guess maybe I shouldn't have worked Maggie. But Jackie watched him handle that gun. He put it up above the fireplace on the mantel. Silas, supper's ready. He says, I fixed your favorite dessert, apple pie. He sat down. They all bowed their heads. Today was a terrible day. He said, we didn't get much work done. He says, one of my horses were lame. He says, I hope it's puts better tomorrow. He says, I went out hunting, but I didn't find what I was looking for. I hope I have better luck tomorrow. Amen. Jackie looked up, looked at Martha, and she kind of looked down at the table and shook her head. Well, pass the meat. What are we waiting for? Yes, yes, Silas. And he scooped a gravy piece of meat on his plate, the potatoes, and he began to chew his food. Every so often he'd look at Jackie as if to say, you and I have a score to settle. Finally, they had finished supper and Martha served the pie. Jackie said, Mrs. Gruber, this is the best apple pie that I've ever tasted, except my mother's. She laughed. Well, thank you, Jackie. That's quite a compliment. He says, and I'm sure your mother baked good pies. Oh, she did. She could bake the best apple pies in the whole world. Yeah. He says, well, I have a few things I want to look at around the farm before I hit the hay. Yes, Silas. Jackie said, I'll finish the chores around here. He didn't say anything, but he looked at Jackie, went over to the fireplace on the mantel and picked up the gun. Mrs. Gruber knew that was strange, that he's going to go do chores with the gun. He'd never done that before. When he left, Jackie says, what's he taking the gun for? Oh, just in case. He says, there's a coyote out. And all of a sudden she remembered, where is your dog? He says, I put him under the porch. He says, I put that slat over it so he couldn't get out. She says, Jackie says, I think maybe you better go and hide him. He says, you better put him somewhere where Silas can't find him, just in case. Now, mind you, I don't think he'd do him any harm. All right. Jackie rushed around the side of the house. He says, come on, Ritzy. And he happened to look around the farm in the barn. No, no, no. Where could he? Of course, up in his room. He says, come on, Ritzy. Nobody will find you up there. Mrs. Gruber was busy. She didn't even see the dog go upstairs with him. He says, come on, Ritzy. He says, now you understand. He says, let's see. In the closet? No. Under the covers. That's it. Under the covers. He says, he'll never look there. And I said, you wait right here, okay? Ritzy kind of looked at him, but he knew. He knew there was something wrong that he was hiding. He said, I'll bring your supper up. So Jackie went down, began to clean off the scraps from the table. And Mrs. Gruber turned around. Jackie, what are you doing? He says, well, I'm getting some scraps for Ritzy. Well, where is he? Oh, I hit him. Well, that's good. He says, you just go ahead and feed him. And he says, Silas will be home any time. Jackie rushed upstairs and fed the dog and came back down. Not any too soon, because then he heard the door slam. Well, I didn't have any luck. Oh, what's wrong, Silas? He says, why are you taking the gun out there with you? Well, I was hunting a varmint. He says, you never know what you run into these days. Jackie, said, I haven't seen your dog around. Where is he? Jackie says, oh, he was outside a while ago. So that's strange. I didn't see him. Jackie says, well, I guess I'll go to bed. He says, it's getting late. That's a good idea, Jackie. She says, I'll come up in a minute. Oh, she said, you don't need to. He says, I have everything I need. It's all right. Good night. Good night. He rushed upstairs. Silas looked at Martha. He says, Martha, do you know where that dog is?
No, Silas, I don't. He says, he's going to pay for what he did to me.
He says, you're not going to harm the dog, are you?
He says, I hate the dog.
He says, I'm going to get rid of him.
He says, do you know where he is?
No, I don't.
I looked all over. And the only place that dog could be, and he looked upstairs, would be upstairs with that boy.
Now, Silas, what would the dog be doing up there with the boy? He says, I was here all the time.
Just the same, I think I'm going to have a look.
He got up and started up the steps. Silas!
She said, I wish you wouldn't disturb the boy. He's probably asleep.
She said it loud enough so that Jackie would hear if he were awake. Jackie was awake. He opened the door just enough to peek through, and he saw Mr. Gruber coming up the steps. And he knew now this was the end.
Jackie opened the door and looked down and saw Mr. Gruber coming up, and he knew this was the end.
He says, oh, Rex, he says, what are we going to do? Silas!
Just a minute, Martha.
Jackie jumped into bed, grabbed Ritzy. He says, under the covers, quick.
He covered him up and went into bed and pretended to be snoring. With one eye half open, he watched Mr. Gruber come in. He opened the closet door and looked in. No dog. Looked all the way around the room. And then there was a smile, sort of a sneering smile, because he knew where he was. He was under the bed, of course. He went over to the bed, got down on his hands and knees. He says, all right, you He looked, and there was nothing there. Jackie kept one eye open, snored a few times.
Silas!
Just a minute. He
said, the dog isn't up there, Silas. What would the dog be doing up in the bedroom?
I guess you're right, Martha. And as he started to leave, he looked back towards the bed. And hanging down on the side of the bed was a tail.
Silas, just a minute, Martha, just a minute.
Jackie opened his eyes. He saw the tail.
Oh, he said, Ritzy.
He grabbed his tail and pulled it under the covers, but he knew it was too late. He knew it was too late.
Silas!
Silas turned around and leaned over the banister.
Martha, I think I've found the varmint I'm looking for.
Jackie says, Ritzy, quick, under the bed. He grabbed him and shoved him under. He said, be real quiet.
Jackie picked up a sock and let it hang over the side of the bed. And just as Mr. Gruber came back in, he began to snore.
And he says, all right. He says, this is what I've been waiting for.
He grabbed the covers and threw them back. He said, now you...
Jackie says, oh, what's wrong?
Mr. Gruber reached down, picked up the sock.
Jackie said, that's my sock.
Yes.
He said, were you looking for my socks?
No, I wasn't looking for your socks. He said, I thought it was, oh, never mind. He said, I guess I'm mistaken.
Jackie says, well, I'm sorry. He said, whatever you're looking for.
Silas, I'm coming, Martha. He said, I'm sorry I disturbed you, Jackie.
Jackie said, well, that's all right. He said, if you tell me what you're looking for, I'll help you look for it.
What I'm looking for is not up here.
All right.
He closed the door. Jackie leaned over the bed upside down and looked under the bed, and there was Ritzy huddled in a corner.
He says, good boy, Ritzy. He says, stay there. He says, shh.
He says, boy, was that close.
Did you find the dog, Silas?
No, I didn't.
He says, well, I thought you said you saw something.
I guess my eyes are getting bad. It was nothing but a sock. I thought it was a dog's tail. It looked kind of fuzzy. He says, but it was kind of dark.
He says, Silas, I think
you're getting a little too excited about nothing. He said that when you start seeing dog's tails and socks and think they're the same thing, never mind, Martha. Never mind. Well, very well. The next morning, Silas was up early, and the first thing he did was go outside to see if the dog was around. He was nowhere around. When Jackie came down for breakfast, they all bowed their heads. Yeah, it doesn't look like much of a day today either. He says, we got a lot of work to do. He says, went hunting yesterday and found nothing. I hope I have better luck today. Amen. Jackie watched Silas get up. Jackie, I want you out there fast. Yes, sir, I'll be right out. He said, as soon as I get the water and the wood for Mrs. Gruber. All right, and he left. Mrs. Gruber rushed to the screen door. She saw him disappear into the stables. Jackie, where is the dog? He said, he's upstairs in the bedroom. He says, what happened? He says, well, he was in the bed and he saw the tail hanging out, and then I put a sock there and he thought, oh. She began to laugh. She said, that's funny, Jackie. He said, I didn't think it was funny. He said, I thought sure he had us. He says, well, he said, let's keep Ritzy up there. He says, and then when Silas is out in the field, he said, I'll bring him down, let him get some fresh air, and I'll feed him. All right? Jackie says, all right. So Jackie went out, and this particular day, Maggie wasn't going to go out because Jackie insisted that she just couldn't work. The other horse's leg was better, so Mr. Gruber went out with Jackie and got him started on the plow. And Jackie plowed until noon in the hot sun, and he wondered, will Mrs. Gruber be able to hide Ritzy? When he came for lunch, Mrs. Gruber smiled, and Jackie knew everything was okay. But that evening, when he came in and began to wash up, Mrs. Gruber didn't smile. She looked around, she says, Jackie, she says, I'm afraid Silas found out that the dog was up there. He says, you won't be able to keep him. He says, not upstairs. Jackie says, well, what am I gonna do? Jackie, she says, I don't like to say this, but I think it'll be better if you leave. Jackie says, that's what I was thinking too. He says, if he finds the dog, he's going to kill him. I know, and I don't want Ritzy killed. He said, I'd rather he didn't. She said, I will fix you some food. And tonight, says, when Silas goes to sleep, he says, as she said, we'll see that you get away. Jackie didn't say much that evening at the supper table, but he looked at Mr. Gruber all the time. Gruber finished his dessert, it was chocolate pudding this time, wiped his mouth with his sleeve, and he says, well, I guess I better go hunting. He said, I have a feeling that tonight I'm going to be lucky. He took his gun and left. Jackie looked at Mrs. Gruber. He says, where did you put Ritzy? He's out in front of the house under the porch. He's tied up. Jack said, will he know that he's there? He said, I don't think so. He said, let me check. She rushed to the window and he was going out towards the chicken house. He said, he's all right there. Jack said, I'm going to take him upstairs with me tonight. He says, he won't find him up there. Whatever you think, Jackie. He finished his chocolate pudding, and as he started to go out to finish the chores, he turned back and he looked at Mrs. Gruber, and with almost tears in his eyes, he says, Mrs. Gruber, I want to thank you for being so nice to me, but more so I want to thank you because you were so nice to Ritzy. And he appreciates it too, and Maggie does too. Well, I didn't do anything for Maggie. He says, you did a lot for me, and he says, for Ritzy. He says, we're going to miss you. Where are you going to go, Jackie? He says, are you going to go into town? He says, you were telling me about the blacksmith job and staying with the sheriff. He says, Ross Johnson. No, I wouldn't do that because Mr. Gruber might come into town. He says, and he would. He says, I never told you before, but somewhere I have an uncle. My dad used to tell me about an uncle. And I'm going to look for him. He says, well, where does he live, child? Well, I don't know. He says, but somewhere farther east, I know that. He said, I'll be all right.
Jackie!
Yes, sir, I'm coming. Jackie worked hard until evening. That is, that evening. And when he went up to bed, he took Ritzy with him when Mr. Gruber wasn't around. Finally, when Mr. Gruber got back from his hunting trip, he says, Martha,